hello. Nice to talk to you for the first time.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Before you left, Kristen, did you ever watch Sanford Sunbin?
No.
Oh, you've got to watch it. I just picked up watching it, and he calls everybody dummy, like gravel. You dummy.
Oh, you dummy.
All right. So, podcasters, you're in for a unique experience today. It's a family affair. I have my sister and my brother, and we're going to get into the realm of the supernatural. But first, I got a little pop quiz, hot shots. I'm going to have 10 questions. A day or two ago, I saw this on Twitter, so I thought this would be fun. I saw this on Twitter a day or two ago. Pornhub released the top searches for each 50 states. And I'm going to give you a state, and you're going to have to guess the top search for that state. Okay? I'm going to start with some of the states that we've lived in.
We have no multiple choice, or you're just totally going to make us guess?
Just how about the opposite? You give us the, we guess what state or something.
You want, okay.
No, but wait. I think this is a good, no, but I just want to know, but are you going to say like Indiana and then G says whatever she wants, or are you going to give her like four choices?
Yeah, I could say the state and you can guess, or I can give you multiple choice.
I say keep it open. Let's know multiple choice. Let's see what weird things people come up with.
Okay.
Well, come on, the possibilities are infinite here. Come on.
Exactly. That's why I think it's the right format.
All right. So let's start with Indiana. Since we've lived, born and raised in Indiana, what do you think was the top searched on Pornhub?
Stepmother. I don't know. Stepsister.
Farmer.
Chubby. That's the only thing that was. All right, let's go to Illinois.
Pizza.
Milk.
No, that's that. The correct answer is ass eating. Let's go to Ben. You lived in Montana. What do you think? What do we think about Montana? No, did you live? Yeah, you're in Montana now. Never mind.
So for Montana?
Yeah. This may be easier with multiple choice.
Grandma. Oh.
What do you think?
Oh, me? Stuck porn.
It's BDSM. That's Montana's choice. All right. Ben, you lived in Texas. Let's go with Texas. Do you want to do multiple choice or you want to try guess?
Keep guessing.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Gigo. I totally forgot what I was going
to say. Guns? I don't know. Something stupid.
Guns. The BBC.
Creamy. All right.
You're deterring your listeners with this. This isn't Howard Stern.
How about Arkansas?
Arkansas?
Yeah.
Stepsister.
Yeah. I don't know. Teens.
The Arkansas, they like ass to mouth. That was their top rated search. How about Florida?
Oh, Lord. I think, how about anything goes? Disney.
Anime.
You guys are close. Fantasy.
Okay.
Kentucky.
The BBC.
Coal mining.
Bouncing boobs. Let's see here. Louisiana.
How many more states do we have?
I'm going to do a couple more.
Where the hell is Tennessee?
We'll do Tennessee next.
Louisiana? I don't know.
Stepdaddy.
Louisiana is the BBC.
Oh, God.
Let's go to Tennessee.
Roll Tide.
You guys won't even come close to this.
I don't even know.
Anal.
Giantess. I don't even know what this is. Giantess. Giantesse. Giantese. Giantess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tesse.
Yeah. Giant. Then Esse. Giantese. I don't know.
What? No idea what that word is.
All right. We'll do two. Let's do three more.
Oh, come on.
Well, Ohio.
Buckeye.
Brady Quinn.
Small dick was the search. How about California?
Stepmom.
Latino.
Gee, you're close. It's Asian stepmom was the tough
search. Give her that.
Okay. All right, last one. It can either be Alaska, North Dakota, or Maryland.
North Dakota.
Okay, Gee, give me what you think for North Dakota.
Isn't it like casting couch or massage parlor?
loud wet sex is what North Dakotans like to watch in the winter. And Ben, what do you think for Maryland?
Truffle porn.
Maryland's like the glory hole. So there we go. All right. So, anyways. So, G, thanks for coming on. We've kind of talked about this offhand a little bit, and you've mentioned your ability. And I don't want to. Basically, so my sister has the ability to see spirits. Is that correct, G?
That is correct.
Okay. So let's start from the beginning. When did this start?
Oh, gosh. I think it was 2002.
I was kind of working. Came out of nowhere?
Well, you know, it was like I had an interest in spirits and everything, kind of, that we would watch shows about it. And back then, you only had like certain shows that would watch it, especially when we were kids, like Unsolved Mysteries, or I think that was probably about it in the beginning. And so it's like, yeah, 2002, I was working at the Channel 9 building.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. So I would go upstairs to help assistant direct during one of those television shows. That's the local PBS station. And the elevator door kept opening for me on its own. And something was messing with my hair. And then I got that cold sensation you always hear people talk about. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that was Willard. He haunts. This is his house. They say his spirit is present there. That's what they told me. So that was my first.
Did you see Willard?
No, you could feel him. It's kind of, I don't know everything about it, just the limited information I have, and I'm sure if anyone probably, I've always told if they are, I don't know how many, like if they're not in the light, like those of us, if they're there, just staying not crossed over, like you cross over, you've got all the power, you can do whatever. If you're here, like Waverly, for example, you're sucking the energy out of the person. It takes a lot to manifest, do anything, to show up. That's like equivalent of like trying to bend, taking your thumb and trying to bend a spoon. You know, it's a lot of energy. So they can take it from you, they can take it from stuff. So it's not.
Is that why they say that batteries die so quickly when you're around spirits?
That's true. And that's why usually, like, with the few times we've gone to Waverly, I'm like walking around like a drunk person because they just zap you. You're just drained.
When was the first time you actually saw one?
That'd be Waverly.
When was that? We'll go into Waverly here in a little bit. Let's talk about like family stuff. When was the first time we saw family members?
It was Grandma Kate.
When and where was that?
Wasn't that long ago.
Where was that at?
At Mom and Dad's house.
Where was she?
She's just hanging out in the basement.
Can you communicate?
Yeah.
Like actually talk to?
No, they're very high. It's a very high pitch frequency. So it's not like they can come down and just say, hey, what's up? If you hear them with your ears, it's like a, well, Ben, your ears ring like mine. It's like that, but a very high, intense pitch. You can't hear it.
And she was Grandma Kate in like her natural form?
No, everybody kind of shows up. If I see someone, they always look like they did at their best. Like, you know how you probably looked your best in your 20s, 18? You know, you're young.
So 18-year-old Grandma Kate was on in the basement. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How did you even recognize her?
Just knew it was her. She just came over. She touched me. And then, there she was.
She said, oh, shit. Grandma. I have Alzheimer's. I don't know who you are. I forgot.
No, she knows. Grandma Kate's crossed over, so she's in the light. She can go do whatever she wants. So she hangs out, makes sure everybody's okay.
Okay.
That's what she does.
Who else have you seen?
Oh, no. Wait, I have another question. Are there other non-human things in this realm that you see?
Non-human?
Yeah, you see like a dog, like, I don't know, chicken. Harambe. I mean, it's Harambe. In the scene
we're still talking about Harambe, that poor thing. Well,
yeah, I mean, Harambe is a really big deal.
The world hasn't been the same.
There's post Harambe and there's pre Harambe. That's how the world has come to be in the last 20 years.
Post Harambe.
Chris, when did Harambe die? 2018?
Yeah, ish.
Before
I was living in Kentucky when it happened because a homeless man that I walked by on the street in Cincinnati told me the day it happened. I was down in over the Rhine. Hey, did you hear about the zoo thing? I'm like, what would happen? They had to shoot a big ass gorilla down the zoo. And I'm like, what? And that's like all the details that I had. And then all of a sudden the internet sensation of like, you know, whatever. Oh, the kids should have been in there. But I think that was probably 2018. So anyway, sorry.
Poor Rhonda.
So 2014.
So wait, sorry. You say yes to non-humans or no?
I personally haven't seen any non-humans, but that's not to say, because from what I was told, typically animals, you know, they have that one function in life. They eat, you know, they eat, they sleep, they reproduce. They die, they move on. They're not like humans where they have stuff they have to work out sometimes. So what I was always told, typically animals, they just cross over.
Like what do they have to work out?
People?
Humans, yeah.
Stuff from past lives. If you've got some challenges from a past life and you come back.
So are you talking about reincarnation?
Yes. Now if you go back, what's his face? I think it was... It used to be in the Bible, in the Christian Bible, until like Charlemagne took it out. Someone took it out back in the day. It used to be there.
So Grandma was going. She reincarnated as Grandma Kate. She was somebody else before that, or she's reincarnating after Grandma Kate.
No, it takes a while before you reincarnate into someone else. You just don't all of a sudden, boom. You're gonna do it.
Does everybody reincarnate?
Yes.
How do you choose where and when you reincarnate? Can you choose who you're gonna reincarnate into?
I'll have to read some more on that. I don't think you do. You choose to something to kind of, if you're But I'm just saying, if you kind of have like some issue, like you're bitter or something from your past life, you have to learn to be forgiving, and then you have these challenges you have to overcome, and if you don't, you have to just keep going through it until you break through.
You can come to purgatory,
huh?
So like purgatory?
I never mentioned that. No, it's not like that. When you go through, you do have to go and face your what you've done. Yes, but purgatory is more just the Catholic. It's more of a Catholic thing.
Wait though, G. So what? They only deal with their past lives in this realm, but they don't deal with their like their life. I mean, Grandma came up to whatever.
They do, but they have
shit she had to reckon with.
You still have stuff you have to reckon with, but you have to overcome it. I need to read.
Where does that happen?
Oh, in your human form, you have to overcome these things.
As Grandma Kate or the person she's going
to... Okay, but didn't Grandma Kate go to be... Let's call her a ghost or an entity or something.
Grandma hasn't reincarnated, no.
Was she dealing with her issues or dealing with her from the Roman Empire or something? Whatever.
Roman Empire.
A totally different person.
That I don't know. You know what I mean? You can do past life regressions. Have you heard of that?
You told me about it.
You can do those.
What's that?
You kind of you go to a
Chris, it's not even that. G, tell us your past life regressions. What was your past life that you were aware of?
The one I did, Frank said I was Greek and that I was Italian, and my favorite time period was the Renaissance. Like, I reincarnated as many times as I could back in that time. And then I got scared at one of them, like the last one, because I guess I was as a witch. Of course, it didn't take much to be called a witch back then. So then I got scared on that one. And then one, I got burned.
You got burned at the stake?
Yeah.
As a witch? Oh, that's kick-ass.
Like Salem stuff?
Yeah.
No, older. Older. Dang, older. I think when it was something else and I got drowned. One of those. But,
you know, like some... Who
figured this out? So you can go to psychics who do past life regressions. Frank in Nashville is amazing, but he is so busy. He's got like a year wait list. He's fantastic.
So you're a Renaissance gal. She's a nice gal.
She's a nice gal.
She's a Renaissance gal.
She nice.
So, like, some people that are naturally... So some people, like they say, like Grandma Niemeyer used to say, because I always hated necklaces, and she always said, oh, you must have been hung in a past life. I probably was. But
Grandma Niemeyer said that to you?
Yeah, she always said that to me.
She said must have been hung in a past life?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she always would say that to me, because I never liked wearing necklaces.
I've never heard. I would never think Grandma of saying something like that.
You never wore a necklace. Had to wear one of her necklaces.
Oh, it's funny she said that.
But I was drowned. But I don't. I like water. You know, I'm not afraid of water.
You used to swim in high school.
Of course, I don't get in oceans because that chicken shit. So,
it's so that tucking the bit. Have you seen Grandma Kate since then?
I see her every now and then, yes. Seen Grandma Niemeyer, Grandpa.
You saw Grandpa Niemeyer?
Yep.
When was that?
Charlotte, when he died.
It wasn't too long ago.
Mm-mm.
It was the summer. It was in June, right? May or June. It was, right after I went to probation, so it was like June.
Yeah, well, Dad sees Grandma. Dad sees Grandma in his dreams all the time. That's how they communicate.
Well, he said that she came to him in a dream and said that we're having a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how they come to you. I never remember my dreams. I rarely remember my dreams. So anyone, that's the bad thing. People could be having full-blown conversations with me, and I wake up and I don't remember.
So when was the last time you saw Grandma Kate?
It's been a while. I haven't. Yeah, it's been a while. See, it's kind of hard when we have all these antiques in the house. When you collect other people's like shit, like Greg's got all this stuff in the house, people attach themselves to the stuff. And so I've got shit. I'm trying to clear this shit out of my house.
Because the other people don't like other people in their space. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, just they're in here now, and they just think they act like they own the place.
Who do you see in the house?
So there's this one thing that's been trying to scare me. It'll like crawl up on my wall when I go to bed.
What in the fuck?
Yeah, so to like crawl, you can just see it go up and it disappears into the wall. I'm like, you little son of a. It's always like, see, like 2 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, little shit, or it'll go like along the perimeter.
What is it?
Huh?
That doesn't scare you?
Well, it came in the middle of the night because I woke up and I was like, because at first I thought it was a bug or something, like a big bug, and then I looked closer and I was just like, you asshole, get out. But it's hard to, like, to do any cleansing because the stuff is here. The stuff sometimes isn't going anywhere, so it's like a constant thing to do.
When was the last time you saw Grandma anymore?
About a month or so ago.
What was she, were at your house?
Yeah.
So can she just like be at your house 1 second and then be here in Jasper like the next? Is that like, I don't know how this works.
Yeah, she's in the light. She can go anywhere.
I will say.
Okay, so, let me ask a recap. So, who you have seen that we know or that we thought we knew? So, Grandma Kate, Grandma Niemeyer.
I met Grandma. I met Grandma Rexine, Grandpa's mom. Grandma and Grandpa Hartman, Grandpa Rexine's mother.
You saw Chris Allen, I believe, correct? Or Alan, whatever.
Alan, yeah, Alan.
Mom's miscarried child.
Yes. Yep.
And
met
what
Alan.
Form is this kid, what form is that in? Because this kid would have, I mean, it would have been like a, whatever, fetus. What did that?
I know, but he came in the form of like he was an adult, kind of like blonde. But
how'd you know?
Did he look like Chris is the question.
No, he looked like Ben. Or, well, like me and Ben, apparently, since me and Ben. Yeah, he's kind of a combo. We know how. But he had blonde hair.
Well, then I think he would look more like one of you two. Because you guys are the blonde.
Not necessarily.
I bet he couldn't throw a football over the mountains like I can.
No. Take state. You score 4 touchdowns for both.
So you saw Grandpa Niemeyer. He hasn't been gone very long, but you saw him. When did you see him?
Mm-hmm. When he died. I knew he died before Dad texted me.
Really?
Yeah.
He was already at your place?
Yep.
No. Wait, but you knew like he was there? Or you just had a feeling?
I had a feeling, and it's kind of like, oh, Grandpa. He just kind of was there, and
but
he left.
You mean... But, like, he didn't show up, right? You had, like, a feeling like you knew something.
A feeling, and then it's very peaceful because he was just ready to go. And they always go, you always hear how they go and check on people before they die. And, yeah, there he was.
I will say, I do believe that at least Grandma Niemeyer was there the day that Mia was born. Because something... Mia shouldn't have lived. She shouldn't be alive. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody, if not Grandma Kate and Niemeyer, were there.
Oh, they're always there.
Can they intervene in something like that to keep her alive?
I don't know if they can do that's beyond what I know. That's usually something like a...
Can they give their energy, like, really, can they, like, give energy to keep somebody alive?
That I don't know.
Gee, have you seen Evelyn?
No, I haven't seen Evelyn or Joyce. I have not.
Chris hasn't seen Joyce either. He's eating Taco Bell. Gee, do you know that joke? Do you know this story?
What's the story?
Okay. Chris told you the story.
Okay, so it's in one of the podcasts. So, back when Joyce was going through her stuff,
yes, you asked John if he wanted Taco Bell.
Yes, I was for the listeners that haven't listened to that podcast, if you haven't, you're not a true fan, but go back and listen. the night that John came home after she died, I had just gotten back from the bar. I was working the casino, I was pissed drunk. It was our night off, and I'm sitting at the table eating Taco Bell, and John's walking up the table. He's distraught, and I was like, you know, hey, John, sorry for your loss. And he's like, thank you. I was like, do you want some Taco Bell? And he's like, no, I'm good, thanks. And to my day, I was like, oh, my God, that's one of the worst things ever. Who's there growling?
Merlin.
Do they sense the spirits?
They have sometimes, or my cat will, but usually, you know, they're...
Is that why they're pissed off all the time?
No. Merlin's just Merlin.
Gee, do you find this ability to be a gift or more of a curse?
It is. Everybody's got this. You just, it's like a muscle, and you just need to strengthen it. You do meditation. Meditating's a big thing to do. Kind of be aware of more of like your surroundings. Trust in what you see. Because like when you're growing up and you saw something like this, what did they tell you? Oh, it's your imagination. Oh, you're just making this up. But you weren't, more than likely. I mean, it's true. If you would have said something like that to parents or grandparents, you know, they would have said you're full of shit or something.
Yeah, they ain't seeing shit. The only spirit you're seeing is the bottom of that bottle. Damn drunk ass.
Yeah, see, there you go. See what I mean? Plus, maybe look where our mom came from with that household. You think you're going to express yourself for me? Let's be honest. Poor you mom.
you don't see any spirits, you dummy.
Yeah. Well, grandma believes in that stuff. Grandma Rexing does.
Okay.
She very much is in tune with that.
So, have you seen any possible evil or demonic spirits, like out and about or at home or anywhere else?
So this was when I was living with Greg at his place. So Greg's place he inherited from when his first wife died. There was just an angry dude there, like just very angry. He was upset. And he had this heart condition, and he was just, you could just pick up, he was just angry. And it turns out it was just some, I think it was just like residual energy from the, his ex-father-in-law.
Have you ever been out in public and like, and seen like an evil spirit or something? Like, or been somewhere and be like, oh shit, this place ain't cool.
Oh yeah.
Like, I need to get out of here.
There's a place we stayed at in Murfreesboro. There was a dog show there, so we stayed at a place downtown. I think it's called like the Carriage Inns. And you walk in, and it was just like a wait. And I was sitting there watching a movie. I mean, you can just feel it, just this dread. And I look, we were there with Journey. It's just me, Greg, and Journey. And I always in the corner of my eye. You can always see everything with the corner of your eye. I see this black and white thing moving across the hall. And I go, oh, Journey, what are you doing over there? Journey's to my left. So I turn around and it's just like, oh, okay. But it's not my house. I can't, you know, get this thing out of, it's not my place. So
what does Greg think about all those?
He doesn't disbelieve, but he's just, he doesn't say much. But I don't know. I think Greg's, I mean, yeah, he's not a disbeliever, but he's just, I don't, just doesn't really say much. He's just like, oh, I don't notice it. But you kind of have to be, that's what you have to work on, like with meditating and being aware of your surroundings. It's not being so blocked up. Like men tend to sometimes. Like, oh, yeah, like that. Hey, you can't
see me.
Yeah. Listen to your feelings. I'm not saying all men, women could be that way too, but yeah, you have to be kind of, yeah, very, you have to be very open. Everyone can do it. Anyone can do it. Yeah, if you're very high frequency too, if you're.
So, does everybody reincarnate? I think I may have asked this already, but.
Everybody does, yes. Everybody does. I don't know the amount of time. I'll have to read more about it. There's like a, I think a book called Seth Speaks or Seth something about the soul, how you've got, I have to go back and see if I have it or if it's been a while since I read it. But it's all about that. It's not something like, oh, you're here for 10 years and you're going back. It's, you get to pick.
Because basically they say that spirits are just a bundle of energy, right? And those energies can transplant into, you know, one place or another. And so basically if Grandma Kate is going to latch onto someone, are they going to have like her personality traits? Are they going to subconsciously do things that she used to do?
You mean in spirit form? Or when she reincarnates?
Like when she reincarnates, are they going to have any of her old personality traits? Or is that person just going to be completely different?
Not sure. That I don't know. I have to go back and read that book and see if it mentions that. I honestly don't know. I would think it might. Perhaps, but.
So, besides Waverly, we'll hit Waverly maybe today, maybe part two if we need it.
Part two.
Where have you, am I dreaming or did you go to like a Civil War place, like a battle place, and you got like hit pretty hard?
It was Ripa Villa in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Mom and dad came down. So it's one of those old plantation homes that you can tour. And it's not as popular as like Belmead or the Hermitage or the Belmont or there's probably a couple other ones I forgot to mention. So this one, you walk up to, you and people get, I don't understand how people get married on plantations, just what happened there and everything. I just, you know, that's beyond me. So, you walk in and you can basically probably, I don't know how it is now, I haven't been there in years, but you can basically go off on your own to another room. So I walked outside to check out this piece of, I was looking at a piece of furniture, I was looking at something, and someone came up behind me and like pulled my pants up because they were, they're a little low. I didn't have a belt on. I never wear belts. They pulled my pants up. I was just like, oh shit. Okay. So then I got curious. The mom's like, and then of course it's kind of hard to do things with, you got parents and you can't really go after anything. Like I said, you're on a tour. You can't go certain places in these homes. But that's a very neat. Yeah. That place is very interesting.
So I got a question for you. Have you felt any spirits recently that may have passed of any family members, Jess's or anybody? Do you feel that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Any questions?
Ben, you two have had some experiences, haven't you?
I've never had any experience.
Well, I will say one thing. When AJ passed, when they took AJ to go, when someone passes, you kind of pray to Azrael, angel of death, to kind of help. It's not this thing that everybody says on TV, like it's this evil thing. It's someone that helps people cross over. So I always say a prayer when someone passes, human, animal, regardless, I always say it. So when I was there in the room with AJ, I said it, and then all of a sudden, I feel these two hands on the back of my shoulder to let me know that everything was okay, and then AJ was gone. It was very comforting.
Interesting. Ben, questions?
If I had them, I would come up with them. I don't think I have any. I was going to ask you about, because you said something about Greg. Mm-hmm. What's the story? I remember something about you. Jackie, like, blew your hood off the van or something one day, and you were talking about how, like, she was there and went crazy. I never heard you tell the story. I was just curious about it.
I wasn't there. Greg said that, yeah, like, the hood, his van, you know, like, the hood, you're driving and the hood just flies up.
Oh, you weren't in the car with him?
No, I didn't even know him at the time. Yeah, you have to talk to Greg, so I don't know the whole story.
I thought you guys were together.
Yeah, no, you guys were together. You wrote this thing. You said, hey, look, Jackie was here that day, and this happened. It's crazy.
No, Greg did, not me.
Well, it had to happen when we were together, because I saw it on Facebook, and I wasn't friends with him until you guys were together.
I didn't write it, Chris. I wasn't there.
Well, I mean, but you guys were together.
Yeah, you got to be together, G.
No, we weren't at the time, no. Greg mentioned it. It was like on the anniversary of her death or something, I think. Of her passing. I think he wrote it. I know what you're talking about. I wasn't there, but I don't know the whole story. It's just they were driving, and it came up, and, you know, if you're on an interstate, you're probably... he said he felt their presence. But he'll have to tell the whole story.
Okay.
And he's on the other end of the house.
Have you ever thought about going to Ground Zero in New York?
I've been there, but New York's a bit chaotic.
It's hard to focus in, I guess.
Yeah, and plus
you've been to the museum?
I went there before it was a museum.
Oh my god, you gotta go to the museum. Everybody should go to the museum.
When did I go? It was like 2011? 2009? Yeah, it's been a while.
Did they talk about how the CIA planned that? I'm not gonna go into that though.
Oh, okay, no.
See, that dog knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he says don't start. That's right, Merlin. He say don't start, Uncle Chris.
Hashtag inside job, but oh, I like this. All right, next topic. Waverly?
Waverly.
So for people that don't know, Waverly Hills... Well, I'm sorry, Puff. So Waverly Hills is a sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky that used to be a tuberculosis hospital, right?
And yes.
I don't know how many hundreds of people, thousands of people died. They basically just keep these places in the sanatorium to let them live out their last days of tuberculosis. I haven't been there. You guys have been there. Gee, when was the first time you went, and kind of walk us through?
I think the first time I ever went, it was like a 2-hour tour at night. And that would have, probably been 06, 07.
Okay. And then how'd that go?
It's a lot to take in 2 hours, that entire place. I mean, they go down to the tunnel and they're like, okay, you have 10 minutes to go up and down. So and going down.
Is that the death chute you're talking about? The tunnel?
Yeah, death chute, whatever. It's not my. It's just, it was an old supply tunnel.
And so basically, what they did was they had a tunnel that went downhill. When people would die, they basically just shoot them down that tunnel, right?
Well, they had like a pulley system. So if you ever see the photos, you have steps on one side and you have like a just this plain solid surface on the other. And it was a pulley system for bringing up supplies because it went all the way down to the train. So it would bring up supplies. But then when, you know, TV was at peak, people were just dying left and right.
Did they burn the people there or did they bury them?
No, they buried them. So apparently there's a mass grave, but the people that work there aren't allowed to tell you where it's at. So it's...
How many people approximately died at this place?
I have to look at it, like 20,000, 100,000 or... Let me see. See, that was like...
10,000. I think it's like 10,000.
That was the, like, at the time, the place to go. That was the top rated place to go because... You know, before antibiotics, it was sunshine and cod liver oil was your cure. Yeah, your antibiotics. Yeah, it was sunshine.
63,000 dead. Or sorry, 63,000 patients. Oh no, yes, 63K dead.
So, and of course, if you watch the TV shows, that make it seem like they did these barbaric experiments on people, but. It seems barbaric, but at the time they were just doing what they could to keep these people from living. Like they were removing ribs because your lungs were expanding.
You're coughing so much.
Right. I guess with TV, your lungs expand. And so they were removing their ribs just to keep them alive. And you see people, I don't know today, but like people that stayed older, like they're kind of hunched over forever. But, you know,
so
they just
TB wasn't like 100% mortality rate.
Pretty much it was.
No, TB was not. No, it wasn't. But it was high. It was definitely high.
It was like the white plague because it didn't really affect. I don't think it affected like black people, like it did white people. From what I understand, or I don't know about other races that they pointed that out, but it was like big. But it's...
That's interesting. So you went there the first year. Did you have a lot of people, like spirits kind of... Were you in tune with everything that you are now? Like, or were you just kind of like... So did you feel anything when you went? Or were you just kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool?
It's kind of difficult to do when you're... Because you're on this tour with probably 30 people. And you're all bunched together going up and down... So, like I said, it's 2 hours. The first half hour is watching a video, and then they take you and guide you along. So you're just spending 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. You don't really have time to, you know, kind of get focused and in tune.
Chris,
with
how
the
come
place.
You haven't gone yet? How have you scooted by without going?
Well, I thought we were talking about going this, like, next year.
But G's been going for, like, 10, 15 years, you live pretty close, and you never went.
I don't know. I don't know.
Remember, ghosts may be spooky, but they don't bite.
That's right.
Jimmy Kimmel says.
So, are we going this year, G?
I think you could go. It's a lot easier to book. They have like an online booking thing, and you can book your overnight. But it's different now. Like, you have to book, like I said, you have to book...
10 people or whatever?
Well, it's like you can pay like $800 to $1,000 plus for this, like, amount, this time slot to go. So it's not like before where you just pay $100 a person and they have, like, room for so many people. So it's a little bit different now how they have it set up.
So the first night you did the whole night, how'd that go?
The first whole night? So if you go, I suggest going in the springtime or fall before they, because they do, I think they do, they have a haunted house there on the first level. I don't know if they've probably changed things. It's been a while since I've been there.
I went to that.
The haunted house there?
Yeah, I think so. It was horrible.
Yeah, most of those haunted houses are kind of... We tried to go 1 year when I lived down there, and it took the line was ridiculous, so we didn't do it. But it's just being so there is kind of creepy.
So what I remember is, I don't know, one of the times you went, you had a tape recorder, and you played it back for me after you went, and you can hear people whispering your name after you play the recorder back, and that was the creepy, like, Angie, like stuff like that. Like, so tell me all about the experiences you had there, and talk about the red ball.
The red ball, the first time, so the first time it was in summer, which was brutally hot, and at the time, like I said, you pay $100, you end up in a group of people you don't know, and they split you up, and you start out on different floors with each different group. So I was with this group, and you make friends fast because there's strength in numbers. This guy and his girlfriend or husband or wife, I can't remember, but they were young, and we would just put a little ball out, and then they would play with the ball and move the ball around.
That was up on the child's wing, right? Where the ball was, they moved, the kids would.
Probably, there are balls all over the place. They have them all over the place.
So the last time you were there, you couldn't do the whole thing, right?
No, I just got real sick.
From what?
I just got in there. I got sick. My head was spinning. And my chest was, like, tight. I couldn't do it.
Just from what? The energy?
Energy, everything going around. That's a very powerful place because you've got a lot of death in this place. You've got a lot of, I mean, just kind of think back about the poor people that were in this hospital going to this place, knowing that there's probably like an 80% chance they're not going to go home after this hospital and staying there just trying to survive.
And so a lot of those spirits are just stuck there?
Some are. There could be some other residual things there. Now, after they closed the TB part down, that place became a nursing home. I forget for how long, but it was a nursing home until it shut down completely. Huh. So you have that aspect too. Because nursing homes, you know, they're not roses and sunshine sometimes.
What's the most,
unfortunately,
memorable encounter you had there?
So that was when I was with Amanda, Tennessee Amanda. So fourth floor, and Ben, you've been there, Ben. Fourth floor is the floor. You want action, you go on the fourth floor. You'll get action on all fours, but that's just the big one. So we were there, that was our last floor, and we met this husband and wife team, and they were sitting there like hugging each other toward the end. And there was this man appeared. He was probably about 6 foot, 6'5". He had, and I just kept seeing his profile, like he was looking down on them, like a school marm, kind of just staring down at them. He had like I still remember his hair. He was bald, but he had that little strip that went around from ear to ear, mm-hmm, around the back of his head.
Yeah.
And he was wearing black and looking down at them like he was just like ready to discipline them or yell at them or something. And at first I thought, okay, I'm tired, I'm going to rub my eyes, mm-hmm, kind of thing. And he was still there. And I kept doing it. I was like, okay. He didn't turn around and look at me. If he did, I probably would have like soiled myself or something, but I'll be honest. But you know, I just kept staring at him, and I'm sitting here trying to like get Amanda's attention. Like, hey, I wasn't gonna get my phone out because, you know, like that's kind of just, I don't know, something you just don't do. But then he was gone. But Amanda kept seeing, we call them green eyes. She kept seeing this dude crawling around the place, like sticking his head out and looking like around, like he'd stick out of a door threshold and like look around, and all she could see was his green eyes. and she kept seeing him on the fourth floor.
Hmm.
I didn't see him because by that time I was just trying to compose myself and keep my energy, keep whatever energy I had. And then you'll go shadow people. You'll see them like crazy on the fourth floor. You'll see them everywhere, but definitely the fourth floor. The fifth floor is pretty active too. Now they'll talk about that poor woman in 502 that hung herself. But there's like I saw like a dude walking around up there. So
Ben, do you have any instances when you were there?
Didn't see anything. Like we had some weird vibes in the death chute. Had some lights flickering. We put on the floor. People were asking questions, and the lights would turn on or off or whatever. That was like the closest thing that we had.
So I remember somebody was saying that they went into the break room, and the lady, one of the caretakers, came in and the door shut, or no, she was saying like, leave that alone, and you're like, what? She's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to whoever.
Yeah,
the that person was me. The spirit shut the door or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, that was me. Because that was when I went with a certain individual we will not name. so I went with her, a certain individual.
Who?
Come on, Chris.
Oh, wait, you can't say his ex-wife's name? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
You can just say the ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The ex. So, we were all, the fifth floor was our last floor. I didn't remember this. And I just had to get away because it was just, you know, you just have to get away from someone. You needed to be some space.
not her.
No. I'm serious. I was at the breaking point. So I was like, I said, I gotta go to the bathroom. And we had like maybe an hour left or half hour left. It's like, I gotta go. I didn't have to go, but so I went down and I was like, okay, can I stay here and wait? And yes. And so I stayed there, and all of a sudden, someone was behind me messing with my hair and everything and playing around with me.
I, for one, am shocked that you found that you had to get away from her for a few
minutes. I mean, it was all night. You think it took me that long?
Deal with that shit for 5 years.
It was building up, and I was just like, I gotta get away. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I had to, it's like, I gotta get away or I'm gonna say something, and I can't do that. So that was the whole reason I went down there. I just had to get away. And I'm sure she was annoyed with me too, but yeah, you when you need your space, you need your space. But yeah, that happened there, and they kept opening and shutting the door. Yeah, that's so more action.
What I think we need to do is our next podcast regarding this will be at Waverly. We'll take all the sounds and everything, and we'll all like audio tape shit, and we'll make it into the next follow-up podcast at Waverly, which will break records. It'll set Germany on fire. It's already on fire, but we got to recoup our Germany listeners because it's gone a little low. But we'll bring the Germans back.
Your German listeners.
Yeah, because we had a high German listening, but now it's kind of dipped down. But we'll bring it back. You know, I'll be I'll be the new Hasselhoff.
Oh, hello, mein Deutsch Freund, and tut mir leid, my Deutsch ist sehr schlecht.
What she says is that I like pickles.
Right around the house, I have a pickle in my mouth.
Yeah. Miss Behaven.
I got called Shaven.
Didn't you study German, Ben?
I didn't. Well, I kind of did some self-teaching stuff for a little bit. It's been a while, though.
Have you watched The Righteous Gemstones?
I need to get back into watching it. I was watching season one. And
God, that's such a good show.
I'm such a fan of Danny McBride. So
Chris didn't like Eastbound.
What?
I've tried to watch it. I just haven't had the time to.
What?
Like, by the time we get the kids down to sleep, we have like an hour or two, and usually just turn on something and decompress. Like, we don't have much time to like really sink into shows. So if I'm gonna watch something, I have to like put my heart and soul into it. I just haven't had the chance to.
It's Kenny Powers. Well,
I'm not going to waste time with an hour or two I have in the evening to watch something. Like, I got to make sure I like it. But I've watched it. It's funny.
But it's right funny. Ashley Schaefer, Kia.
PMW. Oh, that Ric Flair hair.
Oh, it feels good all the way down to my plum.
take the farmers to mock. My big juicy
and
plum.
And Stevie?
Stevie.
Oh my god. I just rewatched it. I loved it way more this time than I saw it when I first saw it. It's so much fun.
My big juicy plum.
It's genius. It's so genius. It's really
I'm watching Sanford and Son. I'm on season 2. I can't explain. That show is so funny.
All right, so we're hitting close to an hour. Probably ought to wrap it up. Appreciate the time, everybody.
We all need to talk next time, because you, Ben, you know you've had some experiences yourself.
But with ghosts?
No, with ghosts, just spiritual experiences with Chubbs and the pills.
What? What spiritual
Chubbs, like the guy from Happy Chubbs. Gilmore?
No, Chubbs the puppy dog. Damn alligator bit my hand.
Oh, they wouldn't let me play in the Pro Tour anymore. Oh, I'm sorry, because you're black? Hell no. Damn alligator bit my hand.
Happy acting like a damn fool.
Get serious, play some golf.
That's great. We should do this like at least every other week, like once every couple weeks, and every subject is open for discussion.
There we go. You guys
I actually think this is a way that we can all get to know each other better, is through this podcast. Actually,
there we
through
go.
This podcast.
We don't have very deep conversations when we all hang out, because you know. Whatever.
Well, who has time? But, you're there.
Sure. Well, boom, now we're gonna make time. Now we're gonna make some time to get to know each other. On a deeper
level. There we go. So next time, Ben, you're going to bring up the sub. It's your choice of subject conversation.
Scuba.
Okay.
And
scuba
then
Steve. No, I'm not presenting anything. I'm not saying. I'm saying it's stuff that we can open up about with each other.
Okay.
It's like scuba. So well, not be scuba, because nobody scubas with me.
I ain't scubing. You can see my. You can see
I know.
My
that's
fat.
What I'm saying. That's why we wouldn't talk about scuba.
Anyway, it was interesting.
Go ahead,
I showed people.
No, you're fine. Go on.
What are we talking about?
I'm finishing my cigarette.
You show people.
Cigarette. What are you smoking?
G. You got to go watch. You got to go watch the new Godzilla.
Minus one.
Minus one.
Is that the best, the one they're saying the best movie of the year type
it's
thing?
It's awesome. I watched it. I saw it last night.
There's like 3 Godzilla movies that just came out. I'll tell you the worst Godzilla movie was, okay, other than the Matthew Broderick one from, the only thing good that came out of that was that soundtrack with Rage Against the Machine. No Shelter
the one,
song.
The one where him and King Kong went to Middle Earth and fought it
yes!
out.
Yes!
That was
yes!
terrible.
Yes! Then I made a sequel! Greg and I couldn't even get through like an hour of it. It was like, oh, jeez, what did they do?
Well, they have that show on Apple. I've been watching that. That's pretty good. I've only seen like the first or second episode.
Is that the minus one one?
No, the minus
one's
one's
a movie. Yeah. Monarch is the Apple TV show.
Oh, we have Apple TV. I guess I'll have to.
All right,
is that the one with Kurt Russell?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So a couple of weeks, we'll brainstorm. We'll talk about, we'll get together, and then the follow-up to this, the whole spiritual world, will be a podcast at Waverly Hills next year, and that will set the world on fire.
Set the world on fire.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, as long as Klaus Schwab doesn't have anything to do with it.
Can we bring in some ghost gear? Like, do the cameras and the...
Yeah, because there's this paranormal group I follow on TikTok, and they do live TikTok live at any all their places they go investigate. And they were at Waverly, and I kept... The guy was... I can't believe he was walking around by himself. Like, I'm chicken shit. I'm not walking around there by myself.
Hey, at all. Gee, do you think George Soros will reincarnate?
Oh, give him... He's dead?
No, but when he does, I mean, he should be. I mean, he might as well be.
Everyone reincarnates.
Okay.
George Soros, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, everybody. He's the goat.
Please.
All right. Trump 2024. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Oh, no!